Thank you, Lord. Good morning, Father, this morning. Good morning, Son. Good morning, blessed Holy Spirit. Good morning this morning, people of God. It's prayer time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, as we approach your throne, we ask you, O God, to make us more worthy, Lord, to even approach you. As we approach your throne this morning, God, we ask you to give way to us, O Lord, to come before you. As we approach your throne this morning, God, we ask that you would give a listening ear, O God, and hear our prayers and our cries, O God. Hear our praises and adorations, O God. For our prayer time now, God, is in communication with you. And we say this morning, thank you, Lord. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for love everlasting, God. Thank you for every person, oh God. Every person under the sound of our voice, oh God. Every person that will view, oh God, and hear the word, oh God. We thank you. We thank you for every person right now, God, who is going through something right now, God, that victory is theirs in Jesus. We thank you this morning, Lord, and we just worship you, and we ask, oh God, that in the midst of every trial, every situation, every circumstance, God, that you stay with us and you be with us and you encourage us, Holy Spirit. Encourage us, Lord. Encourage our soul, oh God, and help us to keep going and stay steadfast in you. We pray for this earth right now, God, because the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. And the very things going on in the earth, oh God, that cause us to grieve, that cause us to call out, God, we ask you to move now. But we thank you, Lord, that even though chaos may be happening, even though wars may be arising, God, that you are still there. You're still in control. Life is still going forth. There are still joyous moments, God. And we say thank you. We love you this morning, Father. We bless you this morning, Son. And we give way to your anointing, Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, amen. Touch the people everywhere. Even now, God, show them who you are and let them call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. Come on, won't you, if you're there, give him a praise with me. Just put your hands together wherever you are right now. Give him a praise. If you can't put your hands together, open your mouths right now and just tell the Lord thank you. Just give him a hallelujah because it's the highest praise. Amen. If you're there with us this morning, thank you, God. Send up some heart emojis, even some likes, oh God. Just acknowledging who he is in your life. Thank you, Lord. Good morning, people of God. Good morning, Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry, our virtual community church. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for worship yet again. Thank you, Lord. We bless the Lord. We bring you greetings from Elder Bill and myself. We just thank God for you. We appreciate you. For those of you who continue to support in whatever manner you're supporting, we just bless God for you. Amen, amen, and amen. Oh, my goodness. I will bless the Lord at all times, I tell you. I was thinking on this song this morning, just a little bit, if I may. What can wash away my sin? May have been because the rain was coming down. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Listen, let me tell you, it's a little more to that. And what can make me whole yet again? When I've been sick, when I've been down, when I've been out, when I've been struggling, nothing but the blood of Jesus. And it went on to sing something like this. Oh, oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. And there is no other, no other hell that I know. Yes, it's nothing but the blood of my Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Oh, goodness. Oh, my goodness. Some of y'all don't know anything about those old hymns. But, oh, when they touch my spirit, it reminds me of who I am in God and what I mean to God. It reminds me of how much I mean to God. You mean something to him this morning. You mean something to God this morning. If you don't feel like you mean anything to anybody else, let me tell you that you mean something to God. You mean something to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And I want you this morning to know your worth. Know your worth in him and make your move. Know your worth this morning in God and make your move. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Listen, we're going to get our mission and our vision statement because we want to make sure that we acknowledge what God has shown us, what God has given us, what God has taught us, and how he wants us to move even in our everyday life. Listen, let us go ahead and get our mission and our vision. And our mission this morning, we're going to foster an atmosphere of true worship, reap souls for Christ, and empower the people of God to live in excellence through outreach, teaching, and fellowship. My goodness. Our vision, we will live each day in excellence through Jesus Christ, that we might walk in expectation of the salvation of the Almighty God. Somebody said living in excellence, and we say we walk in expectation. Amen. Amen. When we live in excellence, when we walk in expectation, we're reminded, listen, of what God means to us. But I want us to know that we are worth something to him. You mean a whole lot to him. This morning, we want you to know your worth. Listen, hey, and make your move. Know your worth this morning and make your move. Amen. We're going into the 12th chapter of the book of Luke this morning. Amen. And we want to go ahead and get those scriptures. Know your worth and make your move. Do you mean, are you worth anything? You know, we think about our jewels and our treasures. We think about the things that we have, the things that mean something to us, our family, our children. We think about the things that mean something to us, and we will protect them with our very lives. We think about the things that mean something to us. Many people have lost even their lives, God forbid, in fires in their homes trying to save things or even save loved ones. Lives have been lost trying to cover and keep things. Lives have been lost. If we think about feuding and fighting and carrying on, many times lives have been lost because we're trying to hold on to this or we're trying to take over that. We think about the war, even in Russia, with Russia and Ukraine right now, because somebody wants to rule somebody else, because somebody wants to take the land of somebody else. This has been going on for ages and ages and ages. It didn't just begin. But what you need to know is that God is fighting for you this morning. Know your worth this morning and make your move. Let's go to the 12th chapter of the book of Luke this morning. Amen. And let's look at those first five verses. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Meanwhile, when a crowd of many thousands had gathered, so that they were trampling on one another, Jesus began to speak first to his disciples, saying, "Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees, my Lord, which is hypocrisy. There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or nothing hidden that will not be made known, my Lord. What you have said in the dark will be heard in the daylight, and what you have whispered in the ear in the inner rooms will be proclaimed from the roofs. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that can do no more. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after your body has been killed, has authority to throw you into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Know your worth. Make your move. Know what you mean to God. In the meantime, when God, the scriptures talk about so many people had gathered until they were trampling one another. My goodness, trying to hear the word of God, trying to get to Christ, trying to make sure. And he began to talk to the disciples first. Beware of the leaven, the yeast, that thing that swells, that thing that exaggerates. Oh my God. Of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy, hypocrites, hypocritical, doing this, saying this, doing that. Nothing is covered that will not be revealed. Everything that's going on will be exposed. Every portion of hypocrisy, every lie told, every falsehood, everything that's being said is going to be exposed. If it's done in the dark, it's coming to the light. Something, there's going to be some evidence of whatever you whispering is coming out. I tell you, my friends, don't fear those who kill the body and after that have nothing more that they can do. Don't fear those. Don't be afraid of those who can kill the body. And after that, there is nothing more that they can do. But I tell you, I warn you whom to fear. Fear him who after he has killed, Lord God, has authority to cast into hell. Yes, fear him. Fear can be a factor of favorable. Fear can be a factor of faith. Fear can be a factor, you see. Because when you fear to a certain point, it's a reference. When you fear what may be wrong, you see, you're wiser, you're more alert, you're paying more attention, you're more focused on what's going on around you. Don't be afraid of man, because man can't do to you what other sources can do to you. Know your worth. What are you worth to God? He's warning us. If we weren't worth anything to him, he wouldn't warn us. God wants your soul. He's fighting for your soul. He's already preparing us. Christ is preparing them. Don't you give up your soul for the foolishness. You hold fast to the faith. You stay strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Let's go ahead and look at the 6th through the 10th verses. Know your worth this morning. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Now, this is back in their time. Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. As cheap as it is to get them, they're not forgotten. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. My God. I tell you, whoever publicly acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will acknowledge before the angels of God. But whoever disowns me before others will be disowned before the angels of God. And everyone who speaks a word, come on, verse 10, Everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But anyone who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. I want us to think about that 10th verse. You can speak against me, even my gosh. Christ said, but don't talk against my sustenance. Don't talk about he who is able to keep you from falling, who is able to present you faultless. Don't talk about if you blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is where the power lies. Christ said, oh my goodness. After this, you will receive power and the Holy Spirit shall come upon you. You can talk about me. They used to say as much as you please, but the more you talk, I'm going to stay on my knees. I'm going to have that connection with the Holy Spirit. Don't you blaspheme. Don't you judge what you think the Holy Spirit is doing or not doing. You know, the Word of God reminds us, touch not my anointed, nor do my prophet no harm. Touch not those who the Holy Spirit is upon. Listen, when you speak against what the Holy Spirit is doing in and of someone's life, you're speaking against the Holy Spirit. That's blasphemy. Listen, Christ even said, you can talk about me. You'll be forgiven. And did they talk about him? Yes, they did. But listen, don't talk about the power that's in me. Don't come against what I really mean. You see, because the power in me is the same power of God that caused you to even be here. The power, you see, in me was in the beginning with me, the Word. Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness. You can talk about me, but do not even fix your mouth to talk about that which sustains me. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, my goodness. Everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. Y'all know that's something? You can talk about Jesus. He wasn't nothing but a prophet. That's what they like to say. He wasn't the Son of God. They can say it, but they're going to be forgiven. But I dare them to talk about the Holy Spirit. Oh, my goodness. Christ dared them. But you blaspheme against the Holy Spirit. You say that the Holy Spirit does not have power. You say that the Holy Spirit cannot save. You say that the Holy Spirit cannot heal. You say that the Holy... See, it wasn't Christ. It was the Holy Spirit within him. You say that the Holy Spirit cannot raise from the dead. You saying that the Holy Spirit is unable to create these miracles to move, oh my goodness, upon the waters even. Christ said, talk about me. Listen, but know your worth. He knew the worth of the Holy Spirit. He understood his word. So listen, even if Christ understood his word, he was the Son of God. He said to them, you can talk about me, you're going to be forgiven. Then guess what? When they talk about us, we have to forgive because they're going to be forgiven. Listen, oh my goodness, we are not above Christ. We are not above the Holy Spirit. But we are to be in Christ and be apart with the Holy Spirit. Oh, my goodness. You can talk about me. You can say what you want. You can bring me down. You can try to stand on my head. Listen, do what you will. But don't, oh, my goodness. Don't try the Holy Spirit that keeps me and covers me. And do not seek. Go to the 29th verse, Elder. We coming, y'all. Come on. Luke 12, 29 through 31 says this. And do not seek what you will eat and what you will drink. And what's that in red? Do not keep worrying. You're already worrying. It says do not keep worrying. It means you already know who you're worrying. Do not keep worrying. Thank you, God. For all these things, the nations of the world eagerly seek. But your Father knows that you need these things. What things? All these things. What things? Everything. What things? What you need to eat. What you need to wear. But it says, don't worry about what you need to have. Don't worry about whether you've got enough of this or you've got enough of that. Don't worry about it. It says, for all these things, the nations of the world seek, but seek his kingdom Do what? Seek his kingdom. And these things will be added to you. What things? Things of mercy. Things of grace. Things of joy, hope, and peace. What things? The very things you need to keep your mind stayed on Jesus. The very things you need to have a settled place. Sometimes we have so much going on in our mind, in our thoughts, in our heads. It wakes up with us. It walks with us through the day. It goes to bed with us. Listen, that's what the Holy Spirit supposed to do. Wake you up. Stay with you through the day. Sleep with you through the night. Oh God, minister to you in your sleep. If you have all kind of foul and vile and vicious and craziness going on in your spirit all day long, it's going to bed with you. Listen, God is looking for your soul. He knows your worth. You've got to know your worth. And to know your worth, you've got to seek God and his righteousness. You've got to come up from where you are. You've been living the way you've been living long enough, and some of us too long. It's been too long. You've got to know, when you understand the worth of something, when you have a diamond ring and you know the worth of it, you take care of it, you don't want to lose it. Do you know your worth this morning? Do you understand that if you have a diamond ring and you lose that thing, your heart is grieved, your heart is heavy, you looking all over the place trying to figure out where it went? Do you understand that if you mess around and leave your diamond on the counter somewhere in the store and somebody picks it up, or if somebody comes into your home and takes that diamond, you know, do you understand how you feel? It might not even be a diamond, but just something that's precious to you. If somebody were to come into your home or take your child, do you know the worth that you feel in your heart for that child? Do you know if you thought you were never going to see that child again, how you would grieve? Listen, this is how the Father feels about us, about our soul. He wants us to be, oh my goodness, in his care. He wants us to be kept. He needs to put us in the spirit of, in the vault of the Holy Spirit to cover and keep us. God knows our worth. You see, he knows our worth. He knows what we mean to him. He knows why he created us. We mean a lot to God. Our soul belongs to him. But guess who else knows our worth? But there's not any worth to him. He knows our worth to God. And the enemy desires to take you up from God because he's trying to get back at God. He doesn't care anything about you if he can just mess up your soul. Because listen, if you care about something, oh, here we go. If you know the worth of something, if somebody gave you a bag, even I'm just saying with $1,000 in it, not even $1,000,000. And they said, you can keep this or you can throw it in the fire. Oh God, I'm going to the $1,000,000,000 now. You can keep this. We just had a big, oh my goodness, the lottery, $1.28 billion. They say one person in Illinois bought the ticket. But do you understand this? If that person were told, you can throw this in the fire or you can cash it in, what are they going to do with it? Let me tell you that your soul is worth so much more than that. That the enemy desires to get you from God. And if God says, you can keep the soul or throw it in the fire, guess what he's going to do? He's throwing you in the fire, baby. You don't mean anything to him. That's just how much the enemy knows your worth to God. What you mean to God. He knows what we mean to God. We need to learn our worth. We need to know our worth and make our move. We need to move with the Father. We need to move with the Son. We need to move with the Holy Spirit. By what? By seeking him first. Oh my goodness, show us Matthew. Thank you, Lord. I think we got Matthew 6:33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. There is nothing in this earth that you have to have that you can't live righteous, that you can't live right. Because when you live righteous, when you live right, When you seek God's righteousness first, anything you need in this earth, God is going to make sure that you have in this earth and coming out of this earth. And that's the thing. All things will be added to you. You don't have to fight for it. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to be concerned. And that's what to say, do not keep worrying, because he knows we worry, but don't keep worrying. You see, when you think about something, you have a little concern about it, then you do something about it. But when you just worry about it, you're not doing anything but worrying. It can't change it. It can't do anything. Know your worth. Make your move. Listen, you worth more than the sparrows. You worth more. God will take care of you. But you've got to know him. You got to seek him. And you got to walk with him. And those scriptures also talked about claiming him. Christ said, if you deny me, I'm going to deny, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to deny you. But those who don't deny me, who acknowledge me, I'm going to proclaim your worth before the God's angels. Everyone who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. That's your worth. What are you worth? To God. Worry about what you're worth to God, not to man. Because man can't do anything for you outside of this earth. They can't do a whole lot for you in this earth, I'm telling you. They can give you some material things. They can bring you this and bring you that. But guess what? That stuff can soon be gone. Everything runs out. Everything goes down but the word of God. Everything can burn up. Everything can disintegrate. Plumbing stop working. Electricity go out. Storms hit. Houses fall to the ground. Listen. I'm amazed when I see people who have gone through storms and their whole heart says, but I'm so glad we're still here. And you see nothing behind them that looks like a box of matchsticks broken down. But they're so grateful that they have life, because they can start over. And you can always start over, no matter your situation. No matter how bad it was, seems, is, you can always start over. But you got to start over in him, because he knows your worth. Listen to this. Let me just give you some scriptures to help you know that God knows how much you mean to him. Look at Psalms 13 and 5. But it's about knowing him and trusting him. But I have trusted in your loving kindness. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. Listen, God is rejoicing because you are saved. God is rejoicing because he knows your worth. Psalms 40 and 4. How blessed, how happy, how contented. Oh my goodness, the man who has made the Lord his trust. That's it. That's it. When you know your worth in God and is not turned to the proud. Listen. You don't have to be on top of the world, nor to those who lapse into falsehood. Oh, my goodness. That's right back up there. When he talked about the Pharisees and their hypocrisy. How blessed is the man who has made the Lord his trust and has not turned to the proud, nor to those who lapse into falsehood, who tell lies, who live a life not according to what God has designed us to live. Listen, it may look good, but it ain't always good. You ever go into the store and buy the best looking watermelon you think, huh? And you get home and that thing is horrible on the inside. See, some stuff looking good on the outside is not always good on the inside. Thank you, Lord. Psalms 56, 3 and 4 says this. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. In God, whose word I praise. In God, I trust and am not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? I told you. A man can't do nothing to you to mess up your soul. That's your choice. Know your worth with God. What can I may feel some pain. I may feel some hurt. But listen, that trouble don't last always. Oh, my goodness. But fear the one who can put your soul in hell. Come on. Romans 5 and 8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. while we were still sinners. Leave that right there. I want us to marinate on that one. God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for me. Christ died for you. You got to take it personal. While I was yet sinner, messed up, doing everything but what God said do. Totally. Come on. I'm talking to somebody. Telling lie after lie after lie. Living lie after lie after lie. Come on. I'm not going to stop calling the sin. You know the sin. You know the sin. You know the sin that kept you bound. But while you were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He didn't die for us when we got saved. He died for us while we were yet sinners. He tried to bring us back to the Father. Reconnect us to the God who created us. Oh my goodness. But God demonstrates his own love for us by giving up his only son, John 3:16. For he so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have what? Eternal life. Eternal life in God. Eternal life of God. Eternal life. Eternal beyond this place. Do not keep worrying about the stuff of this earth. Oh my goodness. But look towards the hills from where your help is coming. Come on. Come on, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Look up. Know what you are worth. You are worth so much more than man will ever give you credit for. You are worth so much more than your job may appeal or give you honor for. You are worth so much more than what you seeking after, even while you yet live. Come on. We can have heaven here on earth. That's how I feel about it. Because we can live in a place where God sustains us, keeps us, carries us. Oh my God, encourages us, lifts us up. Because we mean something to him. Who's going to give up their child's life for you if you don't mean something to him? Oh my God. We need to get this morning. Know your worth. Know what you mean. When man makes you feel less than, you stand boldly, flat-footed, face the devil, the enemy, and you say, I know my worth. I know my worth, and I'm making my move right now. I'm going with God. I'm going to choose God. Choose him every time. He said, choose this day who you're going to serve. You going to serve man, or you going to serve me? If you think it's evil to serve me, that's what God said, then go right on ahead and do what you want to do. But I know your worth. I know what you mean. I don't have to woo you. I've already done the biggest woo that there can ever be. I don't have to try to get in your head, buy you gifts. I don't have to try to do this and do that. I'm already supplied your every need. Don't you understand that you mean something to me? I kept you from having to sleep in the streets. Do you understand what you mean to me when that bullet went flying through there and it missed you? Do you not understand what you mean to me? Even when you were laying in a hospital in critical condition and you came out to tell the story, I didn't do it for you to go back out there and do the same thing. I brought you up because you mean something to me. I'm trying to save your soul. Trying to make you whole. What can wash away my sin? Thank you, God. Nothing. Listen, we don't know how much longer we're going to be here, y'all. We don't know when Christ is coming. You may die today. I may die tomorrow. We don't know what God has for us. But this we do know is that we mean something to him. That we are worth something to him. That he wants to make sure that we are okay in him. Know your worth. Make your move to the other side. It's okay that you set up camp in the wrong place. Pick your stuff up. Let's go. It's okay that you thought you was in the house you was supposed to be in. Shut that thing down. Put it up for sale and let's go. Listen, it's okay that you thought that that was the job you supposed to be on and it ended. Come on, move on to the next place. Know your worth and make your move. You are worth something. God made you. You didn't make yourself. God made you. Man made you. My cousin Barbara Greene said, I'm so glad. Man did not make me. Can you imagine? Man doesn't have your fate in his hands. You need to know that. Can you imagine if man had to declare and decree whether or not you were going to be saved? If man had to declare and decree whether or not you were going to be punished? If man had to declare, listen, know your worth. Make your move. Get up under the God who is able to keep you from falling. Go with the Holy Spirit who cannot be blasphemed against. Because if they talk against the Holy Spirit in you, oh, they got to deal with God. They're not mad with you. They're mad with God. Listen, they can't handle God. You got to come on here. Make your move. Come on. If you haven't made your move yet, if you haven't declared and decreed that God is and that he is a reward of them that diligently seek him, then we are asking you now. We're extending the invitation to you now to come on and make your move with God. Come on and trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Come on and give your heart to God. We can take you by the hand. But God can take you by the heart. Come on and change your mind. Come on and let God do what God knows to do to keep you from falling. Come on. Give it up. Stop fighting God just because you want to live like you want to live. You want to say what you want to say. Oh my God. You downplaying what you're worth. You're worth so much more. You may not have a huge bank account, but you are worth something, a whole lot. You may not have the riches of the earth, but he said he'll supply all your need according to his riches and glory. You may not have all the friends in the world, but Jesus is a friend to the friendless. He'll make you, oh gosh, understand your worth. He'll love on you when you don't feel like being loved on. Come on. Know your worth. Come on. We're inviting you to come on and give your heart to Christ. Listen, if you don't know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, if you haven't declared it, now's the time. Romans 10:9 reminds us of this. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. The word of God says you'll be saved. Come on. If you want to accept him now, we want you to pray this prayer with us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Dear Lord, I pray forgiveness now. I ask forgiveness, Father, for my every sin. Everything I've done wrong from the rocking of my cradle until this time, Lord. And I ask your forgiveness. And, oh Lord, your word declared that if I confess with my mouth, and I do, Lord, I confess Jesus now as my Lord and Savior. And I believe in my heart, God, that you raised Jesus from the dead. And in order for that to have happened, God, you let your son go to the cross for my sins. And I appreciate you, God. I receive my salvation. I want to make my move with you, God. I want to be right and righteous, Lord. I want to start over, start again, and get it right this time. And I pray these things that you would help me, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with us, let me be the first to welcome you to the kingdom, to the life that God prepared and planned for you. If you prayed that prayer, text the word salvation to 912-856-1837, and we will reach out to you. will send you some information about your salvation, about this decision that you just made. We pray for you. And if you need prayer, go ahead and text the word prayer. Or pray for me to 912-856-1837. Pray for me. And we will pray for you. We'll continue to be in prayer with you. If you want to connect with Rhema, you don't have a church home, and you want to connect with Rhema, your virtual community church, text connect with me. And we're going to reach out. And if we're not in your area, wherever you are, we will help you to connect.